I sent a tape to Specialty Records, and they wanted me to sound like Ray Charles. Because he was popular at the time. B.B. King was popular at the time. So they wanted me to imitate those people. And wanting to be a star, signing all kind of stupid contracts, and selling my soul, really, and didn't realize it. I did. And he waited almost a year before he got back in touch with me. And when he got in touch with me, I went to New Orleans. And I met Bumps Blackwell there. And I recorded those songs there, Tutti Frutti, which was a very nasty song at the time.
Had you written these songs yourself?
I had them all when I went there, when I went to meet the people. I had been singing those songs around Macon, Georgia for the kids to dance in my living room.
But you wrote them
piano.
Yourself?
Most of them, a lot of them was taken, though, from me. Uh-huh. But it was me, you know. I didn't know anything about no BMI. I didn't know nothing about no publishing company. Mm-hmm. And they knew I didn't. All I was interested in is a Cadillac, a diamond ring, and a pretty suit, and to go back home and tell my mama I had a Cadillac, and to show my friends I had a Cadillac, which a lot of black singers was taken down the drain by men that don't know Jesus, and they took that money, and they gave the people the Cadillac, and they took the millions and moved on the hill.
Richard, what did your mama think? What did she think when you, having been brought up in a Christian home, I presume,
mm-hmm.
what did she think when you were recording Tutti Frutti in these songs and driving the Cadillac? What did your mother think? Was she disappointed? Was she happy for you or what?
Well, my mother was not, it's not that kind of a person. She wasn't into that. My mother was happy with me just Ryan Macon, living in our $900 house because we had Jesus there. And we loved God. You know, people down in the South like that, they're afraid of some of that. You know, because I must put this in here. So much of that takes you from God as it did me. You know, I had fame and success, and I must tell my fans this. I was a superstar in show business, making millions of dollars after I learned how to make it. But what finally happened to me after a long, tall Sally, good golly, Miss Molly, slipping under sliding, peeping and hiding, rip it up, ready, teddy, the girl can't help it, she's got it, keep a knocking, but you can't come in, Lucille, and send me some loving, all of these songs, I finally found out that there is peace in God. I find out that what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give God in exchange for his soul? I find out that how God has been so merciful to me in traveling over the world from place to place. I find out how many people had crashed and the planes had fallen and God had somehow or another kept me up there. I find out that he wanted me to go and tell people about his peace and about his goodness and about the Rock of Ages, that there is peace in Jesus. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace I give unto you, my peace I leave unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And he lets me know that the earth is the law of the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he established it upon the seas. Then he tell me, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He let me know that the earth is his, everything, that he upholds the moon, the stars, the sun, and the moon by it, the word of his power, that it don't hang on nothing but his word, that he's a great God, and is the great I am the way, that he can save little Richard, that he want me to go from place to place, from town to town, to let people know that I was a rock and roll singer, that I got on the piano, that I jumped on top of the piano, that I screamed out Tutti Frutti, long, tall, sally, good golly, Miss Molly, that I was a king in my fame, that I was known over the world, and I had fans hooping and hollering everywhere, and I enjoyed rock and roll. I had a good time doing rock and roll. I had a good time with my fans enjoying my music, but I found something better to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say to everybody, I say to me, because unless a person know, they don't realize that it's better. You understand me? But I found out that there is a rock that is higher than I.
Yes.
That there is a rock that can't be chipped and can't be cut. That is a rock that hewed out of the mountains without hands that the builders rejected. But it became the chief cornerstone. And that's the Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ. The only name given under heaven whereby men might be saved is the name of Jesus. And at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Whether they want to or no, they must confess to the name of Jesus. And I am so glad to be a part